Now, this would be given to sort of an assembly of students as part of a contest to...
Yep. And like all of the freshman class, the five freshman class would be together in the gymnasium. There'd be four or five finalists, and we would speak, and then they would select the winner. Junior year. Now I'm 17 years old, thereabouts. God created man to his own image and likeness, it starts out. And it's all about...
That's right out of the catechism, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's all about race. And it's all about the white man's soul, the dark man's soul. It goes on to talk about the American ideal, that the Negro be not only free and equal, for freedom and equality are empty words and must be backed by serious individual conviction, but that the Negro be given the opportunity to prove that equality, physical as well as spiritual, must be a part of his makeup if he is an image of his creator. Can we call this principle idealistic, theoretical, unfit for practical use? I hardly think so. And so on. I think it's interesting, as you know, I think of myself and my own later political views and how I was regarded by people. These were, and you know, calling black people Negroes in those days was the appropriate word, I guess. But
the United States reports their Negroes until 1965 or six, I think.
When Christ said, "Going therefore, teach ye all nations," he didn't mean teach the white peoples of the earth, because God sees through black skin as well as white when he probes the inner workings of the soul. We try to support our resentment of the Negro's equality by saying he's ignorant. He's not our mental peer, and yet we exclude him from our schools, which means merely that if we really believe him to be ignorant, we haven't the charity to teach him.
They were excluded from your school?
No. I think there may be only one or two in my recollection.
Used to be in this changeover.